From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. On Monday, President Trump told Americans to avoid groups of 10 people or more. That advice came not long after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had recommended ending gatherings of 50 or more. The state legislature has 160 members, but the final vote of this year's legislative session is still happening tomorrow in Tallahassee. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman looks at legislative leaders confronting an unprecedented situation, governing during a global pandemic.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn. Sine die.
Representative Sprouls moves that the House do now adjourn. Sine die. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay!
Opposed, nay. The motion is agreed to. The House is adjourned. Sine die.
What you're hearing here is the end of last year's legislative session in Tallahassee. Normally, lawmakers pass the budget, and then they adjourn sine die. That basically means session's officially over. Then dozens of people crowd together in the rotunda between the House and Senate to watch the sergeants at arms from both chambers drop a handkerchief at the same time. Dropping the hanky is a traditional end to the session that goes back almost a century. But this year, the coronavirus has discarded tradition, halted normal. There will still be a vote on a state budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st, and there will still be an official adjournment, but the chambers will be quiet. Many state lawmakers will watch the proceedings on the Florida Channel from their Capitol offices. They'll go into the chambers just long enough to quickly cast their votes. Some will get a temperature check first. Other lawmakers will watch from their homes around the state. They'll vote only symbolically. Staff members, lobbyists, and the public will be encouraged to stay away. The hankies will not drop. For some lawmakers, these precautions are not enough.
We are sending the wrong message, considering that the CDC, even the president himself, has even made it clear that we shouldn't gather in places of 10 or more.
State Representative Chevron Jones is a Democrat from West Park.
It's just not a smart idea, and we're putting ourselves at risk in doing this.
Jones plans to attend the vote regardless. The budget includes $25 million that could be used immediately to fight the coronavirus, and it puts another $300 million in reserves for the state to use as this crisis continues. But he wishes leadership hadn't sent lawmakers to their homes all across the state over the weekend.
What we should have done is stay in Tallahassee. Now we have allowed individuals to go home with the potential of being affected and bringing it back to Tallahassee.
I had sent a letter last week to President Galvano specifically asking for options for our vote on the budget.
Annette Tadeo is a Democratic state senator from Miami. Her letter was to Bill Galvano, president of the Florida Senate. He's a Republican from Bradenton.
Could we wait until June, until hopefully the coronavirus spread has subsided? Another option is to allow senators to vote electronically without having to travel to Tallahassee.
I don't think there's a need to vote remotely or electronically. I've suggested that it be just the members, that we don't need to bring all the staffs back and we'll do our business. But at some point, life still has to go on.
That was Galvano last Friday. A reporter also asked his counterpart in the House about this. Speaker Jose Oliva is a Republican from Miami Lakes.
When you vote on the budget, will you do it on Skype or will you be here? I'm just kidding.
Over the weekend, state leaders gave it more consideration. They concluded changing the way legislators vote is too risky. The state constitution requires in-person voting. Going against the Constitution could result in lawsuits that delay distribution of crucial funding for the coronavirus response itself. Legislative leaders expect they'll have a majority from each chamber show up. If they don't, they can't hold the vote. Senator Annette Tadeo won't be there.
I have an elderly parent that I am responsible for taking care of who cannot leave the premises for obvious reasons.
The fact that a small number of lawmakers in Tallahassee are likely to actually vote on the budget and the House is closing its gallery to the public is not ideal from an open government standpoint. That's according to Ben Wilcox, who leads Integrity Florida, a nonpartisan government watchdog group. But he says this situation It's unprecedented.
In my, 44 years of observing the legislature, I've never seen anything like this. Legislative leaders are acting in good faith to make sure no one gets sick.
And the public wouldn't have been able to weigh in at this point anyway, coronavirus or not.
It's essentially, a done deal and an up or down vote.
Wilcox says any other year, he'd be at the Capitol to see the end of the legislative session. This time, he's staying home. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.